We are back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, USD 383, Manhattan Ogden Schools, the featured segment here on the show. We'll also be getting an update here from Manhattan Fire Department a little bit later on. Dr. Marvin Wade and Katrina Lewison, school board member, are our guests here this morning. And Dr. Wade, wanted to kind of ask you a little bit about masks and with the mask ordinance ending here in the city of Manhattan on May 16th, Riley County rescinding its ordinance here this past weekend. What's the future of masking in the schools there and in USD 383?
Well, thank you for asking that, Brandon. That was a really good segue to what I was going to say right before we went to break. We did have our medical advisory meeting last night and talked about what's going on right now with in terms of the COVID numbers, what CDC guidelines are like, those the things you just mentioned. And tonight at the board meeting, I will be saying that with board support, we'll continue the mitigation measures we've got in place right now through the summer activities. That would include people on the buses wearing masks, except for the driver when they're driving, because sometimes that can impair their vision if they're wearing glasses, that kind of situation. But on buses, when they're picking up meals, eating meals, eating in the schools, the employees in child nutrition, classes, all of them going ahead and continuing to wear masks, use sanitizer, all the things we've had into place up to now. We did also talk a little bit about in August when school would be starting back up, that it's just too early to be making announcements about what we do, that we still need to be able to have options like we've had in the past. So at this point in time, I'd say just count on it being similar to what it is right now. And then we'll keep moving forward, and hopefully things will be better where we won't have to mask. But at this point, we're going to plan on masking, for sure, during the summer activities. So we will do that, and I think that was the biggest part of it, would be that we will continue masking.
All right. Well, it's obviously that's every individual district has different policies. I know we've already seen one area school district make it optional there, but I feel like USD 383, at least throughout the whole thing, and we talked about this in the first segment, Dr. Wade, you've been very consistent on your policy. And I remember you saying back in the fall that you didn't want to go back and forth. You wanted to have a consistent message throughout, and you've stayed the course that way.
Well, when I look at this recent chart from the CDC, that it's pretty clear about anybody indoor with anybody who has not been vaccinated, you should be wearing a mask. And about the only time individuals should not be wearing masks would be, if you're outside and if you're close family members who have been vaccinated, or that's where you're limited your contact to. So we've just tried to follow whatever CDC is saying as best as we can, and then checking that with our local medical experts. And they've been so wonderful about helping us to understand why we need to do these things and what they're seeing in their practices from the community. And that's helped us tremendously, being able to say, this is what we're doing and why we're doing it. Even when there's pushback on it.
Yeah. Well, taking a look at some other things here at the school board meeting tonight here at 6:30. Katrina, do you have information on donations and grants?
I sure do. I'm going to read off some donations and grants, and we are always so thankful for anyone or any organization that donates to USD 383. The first donation is $1,500 cash donation from Amanda Arnold Elementary PTO to Amanda Arnold for a kiln for the art class use. The next is a $2,200 cash donation from the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation to Manhattan High School for choir supplies. A $2,110 cash donation from DCCCA to Manhattan High School for SAD Safe scholarships. And last is a $1,500 cash donation from The Fridge to Anthony Middle School for 21 and 22 fitness and leadership class. And as always, we are so thankful for all of the donations.
I might just highlight real quick, too, the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation, Grow Green Match Day. The foundation was a part of that. Is that right?
That's right. It was.
So I don't remember what the amount was on that, but I know it was pretty significant, and it's always nice to see the community really come out and support the foundation.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, other items here of note tonight, Dr. Wade, we have the discussion here on the start and end times for the school year, and that's basically kind of surrounding the, if I remember right, it's going to stay consistent with this year, and that's mostly because of construction. Is that safe to say?
That's 100% accurate, that the start and end times for the school day will be the same. What we've done is we've shortened our count, or the number of days in the school year, and then added that time onto, and this has been in place for a couple of years, and then added that time to make the days longer so that we could have a longer window during the summer for construction. So this, going back to what you said, the start and end times for the days are going to be the same at the schools as this year.
Okay. And, you know, speaking of those projects, I know one of them is on the agenda here tonight for a change order, and that's Oliver Brown Elementary. Is this anything significant here?
It's a collection of several different items that just kind of the usual process of going through building a multi-million dollar business. There's things come up that there's options that can be considered at that point in time, just changes to be made. So this is a part of doing business with building the school would be bringing those items to the board and saying, here's what the items are, here's what the costs are, and here's how to fix the bottom line on that project. So pretty straightforward, not any huge item on there that I think would be worth calling attention to.
All right. I know that 2021-22 budget planning is on the agenda here tonight with Lou Faust. And I know that you haven't really gotten a lot of guidance yet from the Kansas legislature. What's the latest on how soon you think you'll find out some information?
Boy, that I wish I had an answer for that. I know that they haven't touched that issue yet and not sure when they're going to get to it. Lou's continued to work on what he can do. I know they had an insurance meeting recently talking about insurance rates. He's doing what he can, but we really need that big piece from legislature about what the state funding is going to be before we can have much to present to the board. So I think we've got that item on the agenda, but it's not going to be as much as we hoped it would be in terms of portion of the meeting tonight. So there won't be a whole heck of a lot about that.
Seems like the legislature likes to make the school districts wait, because your new calendar year starts July 1st, so it really could kind of put you in crunch time, doesn't it?
It does. We are used to it, but it creates additional work as we place items on lists of this is what we would like to do, and if we're funded here, this is what we'll do. If we're funded less than that, these are the things that will have to kind of fall below the bar for getting funded, and it makes extra work, but that's part of the process right now.
Yep. All right. Well, school board meets at 6:30 tonight. I think we've covered most of it here. Katrina, did you have anything else before we wrap things up?
I don't think so. Not today.
All right. Anything else, Dr. Wade, from you?
I do. We've got at 5:00, we've got a retirement celebration at MHS. This is before the board meeting starts at 6:30. Like it usually does, but at Manhattan High School and Rizak Auditorium at 5:00, we're going to have a retirement celebration. Last count, there's 34 individuals that we're going to recognize that for their contributions to the district. So wanted to inform the community about that.
And that's a good reminder for me, because as soon as I get off in focus, I'm heading over to Ogden Elementary. And so I would like to get a couple comments from you each, if I could, about Jim Armendariz and him announcing his retirement and just kind of what he's meant to the school district. And Dr. Wade, I'll start with you.
Boy, I think Jim's been principal there for 19 years. You know, he's definitely left a legacy at the school. I was down there before getting on this Zoom, and people are thankful for everything Jim's done. They're excited, a little bit nervous about what's going to occur next at that school, that they want to make sure that the great things they're doing for kids and families are going to continue, while also being able to bring in some new ideas. Jim's worked hard to bring in external funding to be able to expand anything that they can do there within the community to help the kids and families in that entire community. So he's been a great advocate, not just for education, but for the entire community and helping it move forward as a part of a community in Ogden, but also as part of that greater Manhattan Ogden community.
All right. Katrina, any thoughts on Jim Armendariz?
I think that Jim has been a tireless advocate for the students of Ogden and for the entire community. And he's really someone who demonstrates that he's willing to give people a chance and to put confidence in folks and tell people, hey, you can be something, you can achieve, and no matter what your circumstances are. And I appreciate that sentiment coming from him, that in all of the different situations that he's encountered in his many years as being a principal there, that he continues to be that advocate for the community.
Yeah, I know he'll be well missed, but we all wish him the best here in retirement. Dr. Wade, Katrina, appreciate the time here this morning, and we'll talk again real soon.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brandon. Thanks, Katrina.
All right, stay tuned. We'll speak with the Manhattan Fire Department up next on KMAN.